Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, Eat Kellogg Kept the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, in the office of the city mayor, political boss Mike Hickey makes further plans against Superman's friends and all the innocent citizens of Metropolis.
You did a nice job framing in Police Inspector Henderson, Andy. A very nice job.
That was your idea, Mike.
Yeah. Now we need a new police inspector. One who'll take orders from us.
Have you anyone in mind?
Yes. You can tell the press you're appointing Joe Hatton as acting inspector.
Joe Hatton? But didn't he once serve a jail term?
So what? It was a long time ago. He's reformed.
I know, but a lot of people won't like that, Mike.
Who cares what people like? I'm running this town, and I'm going to keep on running it. Joe Hatton will do as I say. And if you know what's good for you, you will, too.
Now, hang on tight to your chair, because excitement's about to break loose. Remember recently, Kellogg's Pep offered you a gyrocket, a sensational rocket model that flies and zooms and streaks from your hand. Well, the response was terrific. In fact, requests still poured in even after the closing date. So now we've reopened this offer temporarily. Right. We've rounded up some more gyrockets for you. So if you step lively, you can still get one while they last. Yes, sir. A gyrocket almost half a foot long. The rocket body is long, slim, and streamlined. Shaped of gleaming wood, red or yellow or blue, and with a steel propeller that packs maximum power. With your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You launch it right from your hand. A flick of your arm and off it streaks high into the sky, up over the treetop. Notice, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but rugged steel and wood, built to take it for hundreds of launchings. But this terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only, so don't miss out. Send for your gyrocket today, right now. To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When all his attempts to discredit Editor Perry White, candidate for mayor on a Reform Party ticket, were blocked by Clark Kent, who we know is really Superman, political boss Mike Hickey realized that his corrupt machine might lose the coming elections. Alarmed, he ordered a gunman to kill White. But Hickey's killer was spotted in time and shot down by the police. Inspector Henderson and Clark Kent then accused Hickey of being behind the plot. But before the inspector could prove his charges, Hickey conspired with the mayor and a petty racketeer to frame Henderson and remove him from office. Now, the following morning at the Daily Planet, we find reporter Lois Lane and Clark Kent in Editor White's office.
We've got to find some way to clear Henderson before Election Day. We've just got to.
Election Day is only 2 weeks off, Chief.
That's right.
Well, we'll have to clear him before that. Now, Kent, I want you to get working on this at once. And you too, Lois.
Okay, Chief.
Get Tony Sloan and Sam French in on this, too. They're both crack reporters.
Right.
Tell them to drop everything else and concentrate on this story. Now, Kent, you see Henderson at once and find out all he knows.
Right. There's one other thing I must do first.
Yeah, what's that? Who are you calling?
Candy Myers.
What for?
We've got to get the chief a new bodyguard.
Are you kidding?
He has a bodyguard, Clark. Inspector Henderson's man.
That's right. Now, wait a minute. Joseph Hatton is the new inspector, and he's a Hickey man. You don't think Hatton will protect Hickey's chief opponent, do you?
Good heavens. I never thought of that.
Oh.
Hickey can make another try at you now,
Chief. Oh, nonsense. Nonsense. Hickey wouldn't dare try anything like that again.
Yeah, says you... Hello, Candy. Yeah, this is Clark Kent. Okay. Listen, Yes, I know. That's why I called you. Uh-huh. I want you to assign a bodyguard for Mr. White at once.
I don't need a bodyguard, I tell you.
Good boy. Right. Thanks, Candy. So long.
Now, listen, Kent. I'm not a baby. I know how to take
care
of myself.
I know. I know you know all about taking care of yourself, but you're in danger of your life. Hickey made two tries at you last night, and there's nothing to stop him from trying again. What? Now, look, Chief, I'm going to see Henderson. But I want your promise not to leave this office until Candy and his men arrive.
All right.
I promise to see that he stays put until Candy gets here, Clark.
Okay, Lois. I'll see you both later. Well, I'm glad to see you're not in jail, Inspector.
I will be, Kent. I think his party wins the elections. Yeah, that'll give him a chance to go ahead with a framed trial. Then I'll really be a cooked goose.
Relax. We're going to clear you before the elections and use then the evidence of the frame to cook Hickey's goose.
That's impossible, Kent.
We'll see. Now, this casino, the racketeer Hickey sent to your house, what do you know about him?
Oh, plenty. He runs a mob I've been after for a long time.
Oh?
Yeah, they operate a shakedown racket at the city markets. You know, selling what they call protection to the merchants. That means the merchants kick in regularly with a fat fee, or casinos boys spill acid on their fruits and vegetables.
Hey, nice boy.
Yeah.
How does he get away with operating at the food markets?
Oh, easy. He splits his graft with the commissioner of markets, a Hickey man. But you won't find Casino there now, if that's what you have in mind.
How do you know?
Because I've checked.
Oh?
He's in the special custody of the DA, also a Hickey man.
Uh-oh.
Which means nobody can get to him.
Yeah.
You see, Hickey isn't taking any chances.
Well, that kind of stymies us.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah. Look, Inspector.
Hmm?
Maybe we can get Hickey the way you started to, by proving he hired that gunman. What was his name? The pistol?
Yeah.
To get rid of Mr. White. Tell me how far you went, and I'll carry on from
there. Well, forget it, Kent. You can't get to first base on that angle without the cooperation of the police department. And Hickey Stooge, the new inspector, certainly isn't going to cooperate with you, do you think?
No, hardly. But maybe there's some way.
No, I know what I'm talking about, Kent.
No.
I'm done for unless Perry White and the Reform Party licks Hickey's machine in the elections. And frankly, with Joe Hatton, the new inspector of police, I'd say White and your Reform Party haven't a chance.
Why do you say that, Inspector?
Look, I don't want to scare you, Kent, but with me out, there's nobody to keep Mike Hickey in check.
No, that's true.
You think he's done plenty already, framing Joe Martin and me, trying to shoot Perry White? Well, take it from me, you haven't seen anything yet. Not anything.
We find out that Inspector Henderson is right. As we hear fat political boss Mike Hickey in a private conference with a heavy-set, star-faced young man.
You got everything organized, Lou? Boys all ready?
Everything's all set, Mr. Hickey.
Good. Now get this. The lid goes off this town tonight, you understand? I want every citizen in Metropolis to realize that if they vote for Perry White and his Reform Party, if they even listen to one of their speakers, they're taking their lives in their hands. Is that clear?
Yeah, plenty.
Okay. Now go to it. Spread the word.
What does Mike Hickey mean by these orders? We'll be back in a moment to find out in the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening. Now, here's the biggest excitement scoop in years. Kellogg's Pep has reopened your Gyrocket offer because so many thousand requests poured in after the original offer closed. So for a limited time only, you can still get a Gyrocket, a terrific flying rocket model. Yes, sir, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long that streaks from your hand, zooming into the sky up over the treetops. Your Gyrocket has a slender wooden body in brilliant red or yellow or blue. It's streamlined and sleek, and a steel propeller at the stern loads the Gyrocket with amazing thrust. Yet launching's a cinch, because with your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your Gyrocket streaks up high into the sky. Now's the time to join the fun. Get several Gyrockets. You can be captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future. Right. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Trials for speed and accuracy and distance. Now listen carefully. For each Gyrocket you want, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. But you've got to act right now. This Gyrocket offer is back on the air for a limited time only, while the new supply lasts. Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a Kellogg's Pep box top, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, plus your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
Back to the adventures of Superman.
Our scene is Metropolis Square that evening, where a large crowd of people is congregated around a sound truck. On the sides of the truck, emblazoned in huge letters, is the slogan, "Vote Right with Perry White." addressing the crowd from the tailboard of the truck through a public address microphone, is Lois Lane, girl reporter.
But when Hickey found that he couldn't stop us from printing the planet, he realized that he might lose the election. So he hired a gunman to kill Perry White. Fortunately, Inspector Henderson's men shot the gunman at Mr. White's window, and Henderson provided Mr. White with a police bodyguard. So, Mike Hickey's reply to that was to frame Henderson. And now, to top everything, Hickey stooge mayor appoints Joe Hatton as police inspector. Joe Hatton. A man who was on the force several years ago as a captain, and who was then prosecuted and sent to jail for withholding evidence in a murder case. That's the kind of a man Hickey and the mayor appointed inspector. How do you like that?
On the outskirts of the crowd, Lou Evans, the heavy-set, scar-faced young man, raises his hand significantly to several husky, tough-looking men near him. Then whistles shrilly. At the signal, some 50 men start moving through the crowd from every direction, pushing, slugging, swinging blackjacks, moving toward the sound truck and Lois Lane.
Remember, a vote for Perry White!
Oh, I'll be all right, you.
Hurry up!
Keep away from this
truck!
Hurry
Screaming out, Lois Lane feels the huge truck upended by Hickey's ruffians and then overturned. And everything goes black for the girl reporter. A moment later, Hickey's goons disappear, leaving the unconscious Lois and several beaten, staggering citizens amid a scene of panic. This, then, is what Mike Hickey meant when he told his henchmen that the lid was off in Metropolis. And the people were to find out what it meant to defy a corrupt political boss. What has happened to Lois Lane? And what will happen to the reform movement? As Mike Hickey unleashes his all-out reign of terror, what will be Superman's answer to all this? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrilling episode of Ruler of Darkness. So don't fail to be with us then. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for more of the exciting adventures of Superman. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.